75 meter high, straight up to heaven light.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm here at the base of the number one light near the corner of Stanley Street with Tony Miller, who's the maintenance foreman. Good morning, Tony. Get me out of this.
Good morning. You're in it.
Oh, dear. So you reckon you can climb this in 6 minutes?
If I'm lucky.
Yeah, right.
I'm told they've allowed 36 for you, Patty.
Oh, look, we'll be here tomorrow. This is for tomorrow's broadcast, then, so I'm a very old lady. But we're going to climb the light tower and talk to Tony about how they do change the light bulbs.
All right, we'll check in with you after 7 o'clock. Patty Beecham at the Gabba, finding out how they change the light bulbs. 9 to 7.
Brisbane's talking.
I don't understand the woman's thinking.
It's physical action that they've taken. The thing to do would be to clear it, surely.
To Anna Wendell.
And never been on this show before, Media Watch. Hey, it's good to be on it. And so what we've done is we've asked her to write in with a problem for Patty, and we'll send her out to solve the problem. Now, Sarah Vinson, first of all, good morning to you.
Good morning, Spencer.
How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Now, you came up with the first problem for Patty. What do you want her to find out?
I would like her to go up the big lights at the Gabba there and find out how they change the light bulbs.
How they change them.
Go up the inside or do they go up the outside?
That's what I wondered. You see, when the letter came in, I started thinking, it's a bit hard from a distance to know how big the poles are and is there an elevator up the middle or, mm-hmm. you know, how do they get up and change the light bulbs?
I'd be game enough to go up myself.
So let's send Patty, you thought.
Yes, thank you.
Well, we thought that was a jolly good idea. Patty Beecham, you can now thank Sarah. What's the view like from the top, Patty?
Hey, thanks, Sarah. The view's wonderful. And I tell you what, if you're going along the Ipswich Road outbound, there's a great big accident there. They've got a fire brigade, an ambulance. It's just under the freeway overpass, so just avoid that area if you can.
You could sit up there every day and do our traffic report. We can't afford a helicopter, but we've got Patty at the top of the Gabba lights.
I think if you snow reports from Santa, I'm up so bloody high. I tell you what, I'm joined this morning with Tony Miller, who's very brave. And Tony, you've been here for 17 years as a maintenance foreman. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Now, Tony, you're a hero because you carried my phone all the way up because the lift didn't work. They've got this little lift, Spencer and Sarah, that you can actually put objects in, like light bulbs. Except it only went about 20 feet up in the air, and poor old Tony had to hump it up. But Tony, how do they change the light bulbs here at the Gabba?
It's quite easy, Patty. You just undo the four screws, the cover just flips back, and you just change the bulb. It's reasonably easy.
So the bulbs are changed from behind.
That's correct.
Where's the siren, Patty?
Well, look, I tell you what, they're everywhere, aren't they? I can't see. It's behind me. Oh, yes, it's coming down to the fire brigade, and I'd say it's going to that accident.
Where is it? Then we can get people to move out of the way if they're listening to us.
Well, the accident is under the freeway overpass towards PA Hospital on the outbound Ipswich Road, and it's a real bit of mess.
Okay. So, that out of the way. The actual elevator, then, is just a small one, then. It's for getting actual things to the top of the lights, is it?
Yes, like screwdrivers that Tony keeps dropping with cold fingers. But, Tom, what would you use it for?
Just goods, tools, anything you want to bring up.
Now, Tony, we started to count the steps. I got to 36 of them. Who cares? Just go into survival mode. How many steps were there?
217.
Do you really count?
Yes.
And we've got to do them all backwards. What they are is, of course, the steel ladder encloses in the light tower, which does have lights on. But, oh, no, we'll be climbing in the dark, but they do have fluoro lights inside. And about every 20 feet, there's a little steel platform. You can go and sort of grasp your chest and your heart and think, where is a cup of tea when you need one?
Tony, how often would you climb the lights there?
Oh, I think I've been up here about 10 or 12 times, though.
Right. Do you ever sort of go up there just to watch a match?
No, it's a bit too far.
Right.
I tell you what, stunning view there, Spencer, absolutely stunning view. And there's another siren. Oh, dear, it's a Monday morning, I tell you what. But we're 75 metres up in the air. The total number of lights there is 738.
Wow.
And the head frames on the five major towers contain a total of 622. The further 116 are infill lights, and they're the lights at the edge of the field. And one thing I found absolutely fascinating is that there are four different levels of illumination. There's illumination for a colour TV or match play, there's training lights, there's patron exit lights, and then there's a safe working level for staff like cleaners and so on.
Right.
And of course, if they go off within 2 seconds, some of the lights on each of the towers will restart. You know these big spotlights, you can't just turn them back on again, you'll blow them up.
That's right.
But some of these do have sort of lights that you can turn back on, and of course, the balance of the lights will come back after a cooling down period. And I believe it's all sort of almost computer controlled now, Tony.
Yes, the whole thing is controlled by computer. We just sit at a screen and punch some figures in and the lights come on. It also tells how many hours they've been on, who's who activated them, and it's getting quite complex.
Of course, a little bit of information here as well, Spencer. The Gabalites are fairly energy efficient. They use 22% less electricity per hour than the SDG, and 18% less electricity per hour than the WACA, and 12% less than the MCG. So there you are, we're doing good in Brisbane.
Yeah.
That's probably because they have all that daylight.
Those sirens are a bit of a worry. There's, I don't know if people can hear them at home, but every couple of minutes or so, well, every 30 seconds, there's one seems to go by.
Well, I can see one ambulance, two fire engines, and they just seem to be coming, and there's the police there too, I'd say. So if you can avoid that outbound Ipswich lane, going towards PA Hospital, do yourself a favour.
Yeah. All right. So, Patty.
I have to go.
No, we didn't tell you, did we? You're staying up there for a week.
Hey, Sarah, come very close to the phone and let me poke you in the eye. Next Patty's challenge, please, not so game.
All right, well, there you...
I'll rise to the occasion, but I'm getting on.
All right. No, look, I think this has been a very good Patty's challenge, so we thank Sarah Vincent for coming up with it, and we would love to hear from you at home if you have another one for Patty, just something that's been puzzling you or something which is going to be fun to do, because we're not going to do it ourselves, and
help!
You're not. We're going to send Patty to do it.
Help!
Thank you, Patty.
Bye.
Thank you, Tony.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye. You can write to us at 4QR Breakfast, GPO Box 9994, Brisbane 4001. You can email us qld.radio@your.abc.net.au.